I've been talking to a lot of people about the Nexus pipeline, so that's why I wanted to talk to you all about this pipeline and how it's affected you, when you first came, when you first heard about it, what your initial thoughts were, you know, that kind of stuff. So why don't you give me a little bit of a background as to, like, you know, when did this Nexus pipeline first start to percolate for you all?
Well, I first met Kathy Jones at a Medina County Democratic Party meeting. And until then, I really hadn't heard about pipeline going through. I didn't see anything in the paper. So I asked Kathy questions, and I've helped her on and off with petition signatures and going around and doing different things. Mm-hmm. I've gone to Sustainable Medina County's meetings.
Right.
So that's, let's see, probably about at least 3 years.
That was when you first started hearing about the Nexus pipeline.
Yes.
And what were your initial thoughts? I hear a familiar song in the background.
Yeah, that's my phone. Yeah.
Huge fan, me too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Is she bothering you?
No, she's fine.
Okay. Because if she is, just say so.
No. I love dogs. I'm a runner, and I had a dog for 10 years, and I loved him. But as a runner, I've come to realize that it's really not the owners. It's not the dog, it's the owner. And
right.
Like, dogs can be startled. And, like, you know, yes. I'm always cognizant of the fact that I don't really want to violate a dog's space. So it's always, I'm always like, and plus, some of the nicest dogs have been some of the most intimidating dogs have been the ones that don't bother me when I run. And the little ones, they're the ones that are the nastiest. So you really never know. That's why I said that.
Yeah, I know. Little dogs have a complex.
It's right. Always the little ones.
So anyway, so 3 years ago.
So that's when I first became aware of it. I was shocked. That people who the pipeline was actually going through their property had no recourse, and that an eminent domain was being used to take their land away.
Mm-hmm.
And the elected officials in the county and in the state didn't seem to be concerned about it and kept saying, well, our hands are tied, there's nothing we can do. Yet they would not back things like the charter.
Mm-hmm.
When three times
mm-hmm.
that we've tried Medina County mm-hmm. to get the charter form of government through mm-hmm. so that they can do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just shocking to me the not only going, as I said before, those points, but the size of the pipeline, the compressor station.
I just went by it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yep.
I don't think people in the county understand how big this is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why you move out to the country is because you don't want to live by a plant.
Right.
You know, you want to be out where it's nice and peaceful and quiet, and you can, you know, be closer to nature and trees and all that. Mm-hmm. And then just stick this industrial site
right
out in the middle of everything.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I've been here since 2013, so... And I first became aware of it driving on Seville Road, and there were signs in people's yards. No pipeline?
Yeah, I saw those.
No trespassing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's when I can remember first becoming aware of it. And then it was, I don't know, soon after that is when we started hearing things. I guess I started hearing through her.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to some meetings with FERC.
Mm-hmm.
And FERC was just, you know, they were really kind of condescending and not very receptive to anything that didn't agree with their ideas of
their preconceived notions of what this is. Yeah. And it's also like, seems like when you call something a proposal, that means it's up for debate and it could possibly be voted down. But that seems like that's not the right word that we should be using, because this is baked in. This is predetermined. Judging by what you say about FERC, they agreed with it was predetermined.
They agreed with the pipelines. It seems to me that there should be that there's something unconstitutional or something illegal about a government organization in this country, state, federal, or whatever, when they team up basically with a foreign corporation to deny the people in this country their land rights, their constitutional rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, that kind of stuff. All of that, it's like they're taking stuff away from the people here, and you have no recourse.
Yeah.
You really can't do anything about it.
Yeah. And what has been the experience, and either one of you can answer this, what has been the experience of either of you? It seems like you're pretty close to your neighbors. I mean, physically pretty close to your neighbors. Are you guys, do you feel like you and Kathy and some others feel like you guys are shouting into the wind? Like, are all your neighbors just like, it's not a big deal, take it easy?
We have some neighbors who are very aware. My neighbor to the north, actually, is very aware. And in fact, she participates in some of the sustainable Medina County efforts. She and her husband have three young boys. They're very concerned, obviously, for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if they wanted to move, how could they sell their house?
Yeah.
Time and time again, that's
the problem. Even